Deuteronomy 28 and 1. Sister Maggie, love to hear me sing. If you fully obey the Lord, our God, and carefully follow all his commandments I give you today, the Lord our God will set you on high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city, blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flock, your basket and your kneading trod will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come and blessed when you go out. How to prosper in a pandemic. We've been preaching this for 4 weeks, and there are those of you that would say, Bishop Davis, how can you preach about prospering in a pandemic? We're in a pandemic. Well, I want to ask you a question. My grandfather taught me, Sister BB, that Jesus Christ was the same today, yesterday, today, and forevermore, that his word doesn't change. Whenever you look in the word of God, and God allowed, because he didn't send a pandemic, he allowed the pandemic to come, because the enemy cannot do anything except God allows it. And so whenever God allows something, he is duly bound to take care of his people. I taught last week about Elijah. Elijah had to command no rain, but God still took care of him through ravens and a widow. When the children of Israel were in the midst of their exodus, the Bible declares to us that even though there was locusts and frogs and pestilence and all those things going around, God provided a place for them in Goshen. He severed the land, and he didn't allow none of those things to come before them. When God allowed the death angel to go through and kill all the firstborn in Egypt, God, hallelujah to the Lamb, allowed, as long as the blood was on the door, he said, I'll pass over. So whenever God allows something to happen, he is duly bound to take care of his people. And so today I want to close out, because I don't want to exhaust you on this series, but some of you, God is going to prosper you before the end of this month, and some of you are getting weary in well-doing. But I want you to understand that the just shall live by faith. And so I gave you 15 keys to prospering in the pandemic and to cancel debt, because most of our problem is because we're in debt. And so the first one I shared with you was, first key was obedience. You have to be willing and obedient. The prophet told the widow, make me a cake first. Prophet told another widow, say, go and shut your door and continue to pour the oil and go pay your debt. Everything that God does is in obedience. Number two, I told you, you have to make the decision to live prosperous and be debt free. Number three, you have to bind the strong man of lack. You have to paralyze the spirit of death is the strong man. Number four, you have to call it. You have to speak those things as though they are. You have to say, I am prosperity. I am prosperous. And then we talked about number five, let joy arise and your enemy called debt be scattered. You have the right. You have to have the right attitude. And then I shared with you that you have to fast and pray. Number six, you have to fast and pray for direction. And then number seven, employ the angels with the voice of the word. You have to speak the word to your angels and tell them to go forth and do your bidding on your behalf. Number eight, you have to apply violent faith, intense faith. Then last week we talked about staying focused, number nine. And then forget about past debt, forgetting those things that are behind me. You can't live in what has already happened. You did it, and now you have to clean it up. Number 11, cast your care of debt upon him, because remember I said he cares for you. And then you have to speed up the anointing of debt by vowing a vow. And many of you, many of us, we sold into that word 30, 60, 100-fold. Thank you, Whenever you hear that, you move on it. And so today, then we ended up talking about the widow woman, and thank God that she obeyed and she lived in the midst of a drought and still survived because she took care of the prophet. And so today, I want to start back with the last 4 points that I want to make. Number 13, if you're following me, if you've been taking this journey with me through this prosperity walk, again, people would look and say, why are you preaching about this in the midst of it? Because it's scriptorial. And you don't preach part of the Bible, you preach all of the Bible. And God has been blessing many of you during this pandemic. So number 13, no matter how small the deliverance, always acknowledge it came from him. What are you talking about, Bishop? No matter how small the deliverance is, no matter how small the blessing is, no matter how small, hallelujah, the debt you pay off is, in all thy ways, First Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God wants you to give thanks in everything. If you've been praying for him to bless your children and he does it, you got to give him the credit. He wants the credit for everything that he does. If he allowed you to pay off a debt, God, I thank you for that little $75 credit card bill that I paid off. Because when you begin to thank God for small things, come on, Felicia, when you begin to thank God for small things, then that says you can handle the big things. If I can thank him for the small things, if I can thank him for the small debt that he's allowing me to get rid of, if I can thank him for the small increase, somebody cash app you $25. Let me tell you something. Some people, I sent out the young preacher text, and you know, I pay that out of my pocket, $600-$700. This is a testimony. $600-$700 a month. I've been doing it for over a year. I pay it myself. And every now and then, I have over 1,450 young preachers that get a text daily. And my bill is about $700 a month. It costs for me to send them texts out. But it's an investment in the next generation. That is my seed investing back. And so every now and then, I'll send a text out to them and say, hey, if the Lord bless you through these texts, then I want you to send just a little bit to help cover this. And some have paid it off some months. Some have set $50. Some periodically throughout the week, if it's something that hit them, they'll send it through Cash App. And then every now and then, there's one person that consistently, every week, sends $1 for the text message. I look at that dollar and I shout for joy over that $1. Because let me explain something to you. God don't have to bless us with anything. People don't have to give you anything. I am grateful. And when I begin to be grateful for that dollar, y'all ain't saying nothing, then God makes room for more. And then there are those that are on the text message. They'll opt out because we are a people who don't want to give, but we just want to receive. I'm going to leave that right. I'm going to drop that right there. And so no matter how small it is, because the Bible says, Craig, that if I'm faithful over a few things, hallelujah. My son, Craig, he's looking for a bigger building. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But God hasn't released the one. It's sitting there, but he hasn't released it yet because he has to be faithful. If he's faithful over this, so we thank him for this spot. We thank him for this building because little becomes much when you thank him for where you're at. At Matthew 5:23, his master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful and trustworthy over a little. I will put you in charge of many things. Share in the joy of your master. In other words, you've been faithful over this little bit, a few things, then now I'm going to make you ruler over many. You can't complain about little things because God starts off with a small hand. There's some of you watching me right now. You're taking for granted where you are. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You're taking granted for where you are. Alicia, I want you to shout right now, because God says that this little business that you're doing now is nothing compared that if you thank him for the little bit, if you're just faithful over a little bit, he said, I'll make you a ruler. It's a funny thing about God. It's a funny thing about God, Pastor Dana, that God somehow, those that ain't doing nothing, he don't add nothing to it, because he don't know whether or not, y'all ain't going to help me preach today, he don't know whether he can trust you with a little bit. But it's amazing that those of us that do a lot, he just keeps adding and adding and every now and then you get to the place and you be like, God, I don't know if I can handle this. I've had some of them moments in the house while I'm switching lights and turning on the audio boards at home for TV, and I'm talking to master control, and I'm booking people, and I gotta preach, and we gotta feed, and I gotta be on this live, and I'm doing a pop-up because God told me to do it, and all of it, and I'm like, oh God, and then God reminds me, it could be the other side of it. You could be sitting here doing nothing, and I add nothing to you. You better be grateful, sir, for what you got. And then I say, God, I repent. I'm just giving me a nap, and I'm going to get back at it again. You got to learn how, no matter how small it is, thank God. Some of you are asking God for more, and you can't even handle what you got. I feel like preaching. Some of you are asking for more, and you can't even handle what you got. If you're not faithful over what you got, why in the world would God give you? My grandfather used to teach us, you remember, BB? My grandfather used to teach us, Nicole, that if you want to make more money than what you're making on your job, then tithe to where you want to make. Y'all ain't getting it. In other words, if I'm making $500 on my job and I'm supposed to pay $50, then I need to tithe. If I want to make $1,000, I need to tithe off that $1,000 just like I'm making it already. And so you got to thank God for every little bit that happens. Number 14, I'm almost there. You got to obtain your inheritance of debt cancellation. You got to obtain your inheritance of debt cancellation through faith and patience. You got to what? You got to obtain your debt inheritance. You got to obtain your debt. You got to obtain, devil, get out. You obtain your inheritance of debt cancellation through faith and patience. Through faith and patience, according to Hebrews 6 and 12. Some of y'all in a hurry. You got into it. It took you time to get into it, so it's going to take time for you to get out of it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Nothing happens overnight. Look at what it says, according to Hebrews 6 and 12, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherited the promise. How do I inherit the promise? Through faith and patience. You want it to happen overnight. You don't even say nothing. You may have took a whole week to get into $30,000 worth of debt because you signed it up. You don't even say nothing, but you ain't going to come out of it like that. Not that God can't, but you got to be patient and you got to work your plan. How did it happen? Through faith and patience. That's how you inherit the promise. Verse 13, for when God made the promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessings I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. So I gotta obtain my inheritance of debt cancellation through faith and patience. I can have patience, but if I ain't got faith, it ain't gonna happen. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I can have faith, but if I ain't got patience to work my faith, show me your faith, and I'll show you my patience. You gotta have patience. That's one of the hardest things for many of us. It is for me to be patient and let God do his perfect work, because even though I don't see him, he's working behind the scenes to will and to wit those things that I have prayed about. I don't see him doing it. That's what happened with Daniel. Daniel prayed, but 21 days it took God to bring the answer, because it was tied up by the enemy. God has already answered you the first time. You got to keep praying the same thing. He's not hard of hearing. He heard you. But it's obtained through faith.
God, I don't see it today, but I believe. God, I don't know where it's coming from.
Y'all ain't saying nothing, but I know it's coming. God, I don't know where, who you're going to use, but I know that you're going to use somebody. So you got to be patient in order to inherit debt cancellation through faith and patience. Number 15 is where I want to be at. Then I'm going to give you a bonus. Number 15, you got to ambush your debt. You got to ambush your debt. You got to ambush lack. You have to ambush because debt is lack. Debt causes lack. You know what I'm saying? Debt ties you up. Some people would give, but they can't give because they tied up. Bishop, I would give those offers you be asking for, but I'm in so much debt, I got to pay my bills. And so how do I ambush debt with the voice of praise? There's power in praise. Pastor Dana done told y'all. Right now, you ought to be screaming in your house. There's power in praise. There's always a reason to praise him. Y'all ain't saying that. Y'all remember the story of Habakkuk in chapter number one, he wearied God because he didn't understand how God was sending the Chaldeans to tear up, to disperse the people of God, to ride through Jerusalem and take them captive. He didn't understand that. Chapter two, he said, you know what? I'm going to stand on my watch and I'm going to see what you say. And the just shall live by faith. But chapter number three is where I'm at now. And he decides, you know what? I'm going to shift again. I done shifted to faith. Now I'm going to shift to praise. Y'all ain't saying that. Watch this. He said, neither shall there be fruit. I'm in chapter 3, verse 17. Neither shall there be fruit in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fail. And the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold. And there shall be no herd in the stall. Yet I will rejoice. Ah, yeah, in the Lord. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Ain't no food on the table. Ain't no food in the refrigerator. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Ain't got no money in the bank. Y'all ain't saying times are hard. But you know what? I know how to get God's attention. How do I get his attention? I give him a yet praise. What is a yet praise? One thing is happening one way, and God is letting something else happen another way. One thing is happening one way, but he's working it out another way. And so I still praise him, even though I can't see my way out. I learn how to open my mouth and say, yet will I praise him. I will rejoice. Mm-hmm. I will rejoice. Yet I will rejoice. Yet I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet. That's feet like a deer. Y'all ain't saying nothing. In other words, I may not understand it, and I may not understand all this that's going on, but he's given me the ability to rejoice. That means to jump over my circumstances. Ain't got no money. Don't know how it's going to come, but I'm going to seed my way out of it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm going to work my way out of it with my mouth. You do know that in the Jewish calendar, for the last year, we got third about 20 some days yet gone. The Jewish calendar, it is the year of the open mouth. You ain't saying nothing. And when you begin to open your mouth, my grandmother used to say, boy, you want some of these greens, you better say something, because closed mouths don't get fed. Some of y'all ain't going to get fed because you don't know how to open your mouth. You need an organ. You need a piano. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Thank God I've been preaching for 35 years in October. Ain't nobody here but me and Craig. But I can think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me. You could be sitting at home. You could be at the traffic light. You could be in a grocery store with a mask and sanitizer. Y'all ain't saying. You better open your mouth. Hey! Open your mouth right now. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Why should I open my mouth? Y'all ain't saying nothing. I ain't got time to read it, but I gotta go. I gotta go. Second Chronicles 20:20. Second Chronicles 20:20. Jehoshaphat and the people of God, they were in a predicament. And they arose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear ye, O Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. And when they had consulted with the people, he appointed who? He appointed who? Army people? No. People with spears and swords? No. He appointed the saints unto the Lord. how that they should praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. 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 Praise the Lord. Too late. For his mercy endureth forever. Yes. And when they begin to sing, come on, Pastor Dana. And when they begin to sing, when they begin to sing and praise the Lord, when they begin to sing, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. When they begin to sing, what a mighty God we serve. When they begin to sing, y'all ain't saying nothing. Praise the Lord for his mercy. Oh, endure forever. Hey, they begin to sing. The army didn't have to take out their sword. They begin to sing. Oh, y'all ain't saying that. Some of y'all looking at your bills right now. I dare you to sing. I dare you to sing a new song. I dare you to begin to sing. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. Hey, promotion. What happened when they began to sing, June? What happened when they began to sing? What happened when they began to sing? What happened when they began to sing? The children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, they were smitten. Y'all ain't saying nothing. What do you mean? Their praise destroyed the enemy. Y'all ain't saying, what that got to do with prosperity? I'm glad you asked. What's your smart self? What's your smart self? What's your smart self? What's your smart self, Tyra? I'm glad you asked. Verse 23, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood against the inhabitants of Mount Seir and utterly to slay, destroy them. And when they had made the end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. What happened? What happened? I'm glad you asked. They begin to kill one another. I came to announce to you right now, your enemies, the ones that talk about you, they're getting ready to begin to destroy when you ain't gonna have to touch him. All you gotta do is say, praise the Lord for his mercy endure forever. Praise the Lord for his mercy endure forever. Praise the Lord for his mercy endure forever. Praise the Lord, his mercy endure forever. Hey! Yeah! Yes, yes, sir! Oh, my name, sir. Hey, hey, hey! Oh, yeah, my name, so hey! Oh, Shayabashe. Oh, come on, Sister Angie. Hey, Shohobasha. Oh, praise the Lord. His mercy endure forever. 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 They destroyed one another. When the wicked, even my enemies, I just said I wasn't going to act like that. The spirit of David Johnson in the studio. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He left the anointing. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And when they went down to the mountain, oh, yes, if I was going to do that. And when Judah, the praisers, y'all ain't saying nothing. When the praisers went before the army, every now and then you got to put down your gun. You got to put down your sword and study war no more and open your mouth and say, praise the Lord, his mercy endure forever. Praise the Lord, his mercy endure forever. Praise the Lord. And when Judah came toward and watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen in the earth. And when Jehoshaphat had said to the people, he came taking away the spoil. And because some of y'all don't read your Bible,
You don't know what spoil mean. They found among them an abundance of riches with the dead bodies, precious jewels, which stripped them off themselves more than they could carry away. I come to make a prophetic announcement. God is about to give you more than you can carry away. God is, you getting ready to call some other folks. Come here, baby. Come on, come see. They're giving cars away down here. Come see, baby. They're giving loans out over here. Come see, baby. We're starting business. Because this is the season that God is prospering us during the pandemic. And when they stepped over the dead bodies, I'm messing up all his camera work. They was picking up the jewels. And because, not because they fought, because they praised. Because they opened their mouth and said, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. You don't believe me? I'm closing. The move music is coming in just 1 minute. Psalm 67:4. Let the people praise you. Oh, God, let all the people praise you. I'm a preacher, baby. October, it'd be 35 years. I'm a preacher. Let all the people praise thee. When you praise, and what's going to happen in verse number 6? Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God our God shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear. Because praise brings increase. Your mouth is a weapon. My praise 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 is a weapon. Put a beat to it. My praise is a weapon. My praise is a weapon. Need you, Deasia. Your praise is a weapon. When you open your mouth, God opens up the heavens of the earth because he can't stand to hear you praise him. My praise is a weapon. My praise is a weapon. Ha, hey, hey. Come on, Jesus. Come on with the new cars and the new houses. And, hey, my praise is a weapon. Oh, how about my praise is a weapon. This is how I fight my battle. 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 Come on. This is how I fight. Woo! This is how I fight. Put it on the screen. Put it on the screen. Say, this is how I fight. Ha, ha. Hey, this is how. Oh, oh. Hey. It may. Like I'm surrounded by him. Woo! I'm surrounded, but I'm so, woo! Hey, 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 hey. It looked like, but I'm surrounded. This is how I fight my battle. This is how, woo! I need to be on Canfield right now. I'd run around and check. This is how. I run into the wall here, though. This is how it may look like I'm surrounded. I'm surrounded by you. Whew. So when you open your mouth and praise God, if you ain't found that house yet, Leith, y'all, I'll go out in that yard and go to screaming Jesus. Pastor P, open your mouth. I need some violent praises. And the last bonus, the last key is, I didn't mean to work that hard. Sow seed, reap a harvest. You give, you praise and give your way out. You praise and give your way out. Because praise is what I do. Praise is what I do. It's what I do. Give and it shall be given unto you, a good measure, pressed down. Praise is what I, shaking together. Ooh. Running over, will be poured into your lap. Dina, Khalith, Khalithia, You're on here every week. The Lord is touching you right now. I don't know where you go to church at, but God is calling you this way. For with measure you use. It's what I do. Strickland. Oh, Tyra. It's what I do. It will be measured to you. Mother Maggie. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth. Some of y'all, you're so worried about whether it's going to leave your life. Your seed never leaves your life. It never leaves your life. It leaves your hand. When you plant a seed, it never leaves your life. You go out every year. And my grandfather used to plant greens in Southfield in the 80s. And every year, they'd come back up. Don't be misled. No one makes a fool out of God. Message Bible. What a person plants, he will harvest. The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs, selflessness, ignoring the needs of others, ignoring God, will harvest a crop of weeds. How many of y'all tired, Sister April, Elder April? I love your daughter. Praying for you and your mother. How many of you are watching me right now? And you realize, hallelujah, you've been having weeds in your crop. No more. Not after this message. Father, we thank you now for this word. Thank you we're going to open our mouths. We're going to have patience. But meanwhile, we're going to praise our way through. We're going to praise our way through. Just like Judah did. We're going to open our mouth and we're going to watch the enemy of death take care of itself. We're going to watch supernatural increase. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We're going to watch you do it. Father, bless us. Let not these 4 weeks be a waste. But we bless your name. Thank you, God, that you're prospering us. You're keeping us through a pandemic. My soul loves you. My soul praises you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah to the Lamb. No, not one. I want everybody today. Years ago, I pastored in, I believe it was Morgan City when we did this. For years, I asked the people of God, and the Lord blessed this seed tremendously. It's a simple seed. I want 100 of you. And as we close this close this word, I want you to sow a seed of $27. Just that simple, $27. $27. Everybody. Everybody should be able to obtain it. To everybody. I don't care if you say, I already give a love offering. Let me tell you something. When you give these sacrificial gifts and you take it from your tithes, or you take it from your regular offering, or you take it, if you said I'm a vow $40 for vision, or if you give love offering, that's not a sacrifice. Sacrifice is when it costs you something. David went down to the threshing floor and they wanted to give him. And he said, no, I won't take God nothing that don't cost me something. It's got to cost you something. Some of you can double that seed. Some of you can double that seed. Some of you can give a seed of $54. I want you to put it on the screen now. I'm giving 27. I'm giving 54. Some of y'all can give 108. Put on there what you'll do. Put it on there. You're telling God, this is what I'm giving. Go to Cash App. $CCOD. $CCOD. Givelify, Celebration Church of Detroit. Go there now. 27 54 108. Do it now. Put it on the screen. Thank you, babies. Give and it shall be given. I don't care what you give already. Some of you think, oh, I got so much in the ground. You ain't never got enough because you don't know where it's going to come. I bless God for you. You help us take care of the thing. We get the money to pay the bills. But guess what? You get the blessing. And for those of you who think, oh, I'm giving because Bishop, Nicola tell you, Pastor Dana tell you, they be begging me to cash checks that they give me. I haven't cashed a check, but maybe one time, twice this year, I got checks from Craig looking at me crazy, from October, November that the church has given me. God is blessing me. Why do you take me? Because you're supposed to take care of me. You're supposed to make sure. At any time I can cash them. But I trust in God. I trust in God. There'll be a day that our church will be able to just say, Bishop, you ain't got to do nothing else. I know that. I believe that. I seen him do it. So today, so that 27, so that 54, that 108. Anyway, we getting ready to go, y'all. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord give you peace. Peace be within your walls. Prosperity in your path. Henceforth, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name. I love y'all, and nothing you can do about it.